The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right. Our team, our club, our MLS team got better today, guys. And if you're unaware of what happened, we bring in Jason Longshore to explain. I want you to start from the beginning, because we heard a lot about Martinez, Petey Martinez. But give us the background, because there were a lot of rumors out there, Jason, that this could happen, and today it actually does.
Well, let me start, Carl. Now we know why Atlanta United held off on the announcement. Now we know why it took so long. They were waiting for your birthday.
Hey!
Happy birthday, my friend.
Here's what's crazy, man. It's Parkey's birthday, too. And I didn't know that until this morning, and somebody hit me up, and they said, you know, it's Michael Parker's birthday as well. And I said, really? So I hit him up, and I said, no wonder we get along so well. And he kind of laughed at that. But thank you so much, Jason. So this announcement is huge, isn't it?
It's big. I mean, this is the reigning South American player of the year coming to MLS, a player who everybody expected would make the leap to Europe. And he said it back when everything started. I mean, you're going back to the fall, where rumors started to hit pretty hard out of Argentina that Petey Martinez might be coming to Atlanta. People were like, no, he's going to go to Europe, or no, that doesn't make sense. But the thing is, he made the decision based off what this club has done in its first 2 years. And he said it back then, and he said it again today in the press release that came out. The club put their trust in him. And that's a big deal here, because this is a guy who's in his prime and has become the best player on the continent in South America. And he's made the decision not to wait for a European club, not to stay where he's at, but to come to Major League Soccer, and more importantly, to come to Atlanta. That's huge.
Here's the deal, though, and everybody now says, okay, ... Darren Eales has put it out there. It's on record. $30 million was the magic number. Now, that translates to less than £30 million or euros. But, I mean, where does Miggy go? Because the Newcastle thing, their coach has threatened to quit if they don't go make some moves. But for right now, they're 2 points out of relegation. Tottenham lost today to Chelsea, by the way, in their match, in whatever that cup is that they're playing. Is that like their version of FA Cup? But what about a team, a suitor in England, to take Miggy off our hands?
Well, now you're at the next stage. And this was what I think a lot of Atlanta United fans have been waiting for, is you right now have four designated players on your roster. You have Joseph Martinez, you have Petey Martinez, you have Miguel Almiron, and you have Ezequiel Barco. According to MLS rules, you can have three. Right now you have four. You have till the roster compliance deadline to sort that out, which is going to be March 1st this year. The LA Galaxy are in the situation as well. They have four designated players after giving Zlatan Ibrahimovic a raise. So how do you deal with it? There's really two options here. It's Miguel Almiron being transferred out, being sold, or a loan for Almiron, which is very unlikely unless it results in a transfer in the summer window, or Ezequiel Barco, because Joseph isn't going anywhere, Petey isn't going anywhere, he just got here. That's what you're down to. And for Almiron right now, Newcastle has been the club that has been linked the most. They're a club that doesn't like to spend. They did just get a left back today on loan, and that was one position Rafa Benitez wanted to upgrade. The other one is in the central midfield, where Miguel Almiron plays, and that's been his target from day one. He just has to convince the owner of the club, Mike Ashley, to actually spend the money, and it's something they've been very reluctant to do. This would be the biggest transfer in Newcastle United history if it gets done.
Martinez. What kind of player does he compare to? Who is he, if you haven't seen him play, when you go, all right, his skill set is very similar to whom?
Wow. I don't know if there's an easy comparison. That's the thing about this guy. He has confidence that you don't normally see in this league. He has a swagger kind of like Joseph, the way he carries himself on the field, but this is a guy who plays a different position. He has different opportunities on the field. He's a deadly player on the dribble. Just pulls moves, slaloms, dribbles past defenders, earns free kicks. Similar to Barco in that regard. Very good on free kicks. Hits a volley as well as anybody in the world. Go back and look at some of his volleyed goals, especially against Boca Juniors. He will try stuff, and he has that confidence in himself to do it. He's a special player, and it's honestly this last year and a half or so that he's really come into his own. This is different than when Miguel Almiron came. It's different than Joseph, who was coming off a disappointing run in Italy. It's different than Barco in that you're getting a player who's not trying to make a jump to another level in Atlanta. This is a player who is at that level now.
Right.
He's in his prime. He's an elite player right now.
Did we spend more money on him than Barco?
It doesn't look like it, according to the reports out of Argentina. Looks like it was a $10 million fee up front, plus money for taxes, fees, agents, stuff like that, around $2.5 million. There's a couple different incentive-laden bits that could go into it. And there's also talk about one aspect of this deal being a friendly between Atlanta United and River Plate, an exhibition match. Don't know if that would be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium or if it would be in Buenos Aires at El Monumental, the legendary stadium of River Plate. Either way, River Plate's going to get the money from that deal, which will likely be a pretty good crowd. And also, it's another opportunity for Atlanta United to display who they are to the South American market. That's how you get these types of players.
Right. Carl was saying guys want to play here anyway. It's become the thing. And if we talked about it real quick, Barco. You mentioned, we talked last week, you could loan him, but he's still banged up, but that wouldn't scare people away. But where would we loan Barco to if we couldn't find a place for Miggy in Europe?
Well, that's the tricky thing is you got to look at a couple things that play into it. You're going to have to find somebody who will take his salary on loan and pay his salary. That limits a few of your options. So you're looking for a pretty big club who would take that on. Your timeline is this. Miguel Almiron to go to Europe, the deadline for the European transfer window is next Thursday, around 5 o'clock our time. It varies country to country. Generally, it's 11 p.m. their time. So that's when that window closes. To go to England, maybe Spain, maybe somewhere on the continent. You're talking next Thursday. We'll know if he's being transferred out or not. The Mexican window, which is one club that has been looking at MLS players, Club America in Mexico City, that window also closes on Thursday, but later in the day, 11 o'clock local time. Maybe that's a location for a Barco to go on loan. The more likely one is Argentina. Their window doesn't close till February 20th. So you have some time to put everything into a potential transfer of Miguel Almiron. If it doesn't happen, you have time to work out a loan on Ezequiel Barco to Argentina, where if the Argentine U20 national team qualifies for the upcoming U20 World Cup, he'd be closer to training camp for them. That's another huge opportunity. It's not what you want to happen, but it might be the way you resolve this, at least in the short term.
Boy, that's we have options. There's a lot there, Jason. So we got to wait to see how this plays out. Flexibility-wise, we've talked about this. We could play various ways last season, and it's what really helped our club. From a flexibility standpoint, what does this do with the addition of Martinez now?
PT can play a couple different spots for you. He's primarily played on the left wing, and if Frank De Boer plays the 4-3-3 that he played at Ajax during his great run there, Pity Martinez, Joseph Martinez in the middle, and Tito Villalba on the right is a pretty deadly front three that you could be throwing out in this league. Pity can also play behind the striker. He can play as a number 10, and in that 4-3-3, he could play in that role too. So you have some flexibility to find the right spot for him where he's going to be most comfortable. Now it's about building that chemistry. You know, you want to see if Pity and Joseph can build that chemistry. Pity and Tito can build that chemistry to become, you know, what could be the best attack in Major League Soccer history.
We are a super club, boys and girls. Jason Longshore, along with Mike Cotton, the voice of United. About a minute left.
Well, those are not our words, by the way.
No, I mean, there's people around the world are saying that. That was Alexi Lalas, the first guy to coin that.
He sure did.
But, Jason, just real quick. So, you just said they could all coexist. Now, basically, just wait and see. You just laid it out there. By Thursday, we will know what this roster is going to look like. They're going to go out on a West Coast swing before they go down to Costa Rica.
Yeah, by Thursday, we'll know about Miguel Almiron's transfer. So we'll know about that. And that's the number one option here. That's what everybody wants. I think that's what would be best overall. But it takes another club to come up with the money that Atlanta United has set. I love that they're holding firm so far to this number because it sets a precedent that you can't come in and bully MLS clubs into selling at a discounted rate. This is a better league than it used to be. This is a bigger league than it used to be. They need to hold firm and get as much as they can for Miguel Almiron to set that precedent.
Now it's PT Martinez. Let's say P. Martinez or just go Pity on the back?
No, see, you guys have to learn the PT Martinez song. He has a song. The River Plate fans would sing it. Fans were singing it at the airport to him when he arrived Monday morning.
Saw that. So let's hear it.
I'm not singing it. You don't want to.
All right. Guys, you got to send that to me because I'm not familiar with this song. We got to learn that. We got to turn that around here. Jason,
just
it's all
the part where they talk about Boca Juniors. You don't want to repeat that on the radio.
Yes.
No good.
Okay. That's a good point. Hey, seriously, thank you for jumping on with us. We've been talking about this story all day. You just gave us a lot of information that has moved this story forward for us because Atlanta United, guys, the bottom line is they've got some moves to make. They got to make a decision here with their designated players.
And as Jason said, you talk about moves, go to put them up, C. Dukes. Wish him a happy birthday or go to Mike Bell ATL. We got the top 10 goals for P.T. Martinez. It'll blow your mind.
Jason, thanks so much.